7/91. Good afternoon. Please identify yourself, the agency you represent, and your witness.
Sure. Good afternoon. My name is Richard Doobie. I'm a sergeant with the East Hartford Police Department. I'm here with my colleague,
Detective Christina Johnston.
We are here on the behalf of the issuing authority. Detective Johnston is the witness.
Thank you. And for the defense, this is Attorney
Ralph Sherman representing the appellant.
Thank you. Okay. You'd like to make a brief opening statement?
Absolutely. Thank you. Our agency began an investigation in September of 2018. The investigation led to the appellant being named a suspect. Through this investigation, probable cause was developed, leading to the arrest of the appellant on January 16th of 2019 on charges of illegal discharge of a firearm and criminal mischief.
I'm going to object to this testimony on the basis that we're talking about an arrest case. It can only be testified about by somebody with direct knowledge.
Detective Johnston would be that person with direct knowledge.
I also note that in the reason for denial, the one word suitability appears, and right above that is a sentence that says, don't just say suitability. So I thought it was rather interesting.
I'm not sure why it says that, but we are here for a suitability issue stemming from that investigation back in September of 2018. At that time, the appellant's firearm permit was revoked, and he was subject of a protective order. On April 4th of 22, the appellant requested a permit, which was denied by the issuing authority, my agency. The application was denied in June of 2022.
Okay. So, let's see, you want to make an opening statement at this point?
Attorney Sinetti, you took the words out of my mouth. It is a little bit disappointing when the issuing authority questionnaire says the reason is suitability issues. That's all.
Okay, you may proceed.
I'll reserve any other comments.
The denial letter does mention the 2018.
We've all seen the denial letter doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what happens here in front of the board. We've seen that many times. So it'd be nice if the...
Well, I guess you were saying, I thought you were saying you didn't have notice about what this was about.
No,
but the letter says something.
We get here and stuff gets brought up that wasn't in the denial letter. And here we have precious little suitability issues. Thank you.
You may proceed.
Even the denial letter could have more.
I'll defer to Detective Johnston, who was the investigative detective in this incident.
So back in September of 2018, I was assigned to further investigate a case that was reported originally to the patrol division. It was an ex-girlfriend of the appellant who the complainant, I'll refer to her as the complainant moving forward, also lived across the street, directly across the street from the appellant. She had suspected that he had shot her house more on one occasion with a pellet gun. Somewhere between, I believe it was three times total, September of 2018.
Excuse me, I'm going to object to this hearsay testimony. Is the alleged victim here to testify?
No, I'm just going off memory.
This is what somebody else told you, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're offering it to prove that it's true, what she said, right? I think that meets the definition of hearsay. I think that we can hear what the detective observed for herself, not what somebody else told her.
You have to confine your testimony to what you have direct knowledge of.
Well, we routinely allow that type of testimony.
Well, but not over an objection for hearsay, though. That's a,
Yes, the last time that I was here, somebody objected to something I was offering on the basis of hearsay, and I said, oh, but you're routinely allowed, and in fact, Chief, you said that too. But, The objection was sustained, and I wasn't allowed to introduce my testimony. We continued the case because of it.
Yeah, I mean, in the opening comments, we say that we don't admit hearsay testimony. So
We've always relaxed the hearsay in criminal court to be different than at this administrative hearing. So,
nevertheless, is that person here to testify?
No, they're not here.
Hmm.
But does the...
The legal ears are burning here is the problem.
But does the testimony, or does the, what she was told then dictate her movements after that? Or what she did as an investigative step?
And that's where I thought we were going.
Did you conduct any independent investigation of the circumstances surrounding the claim?
I did, which led to an arrest warrant.
Okay, I'll let you testify as to your direct investigation. Okay, thank you.
So I received information where I conducted an investigation that led to an arrest warrant of the appellant, which the appellant was arrested for two separate charges. I don't know, can I say those charges, or you don't?
If you remember.
So I believe it was for unlawful discharge of a firearm and breach of peace in the second degree. The complainant did provide a full written statement. I did meet with the complainant multiple times. Can I state her concerns that she expressed to me directly?
How about what concerns were you investigating?
Yeah.
So it was a domestic violent related incident after she had reported she believed the appellant had, can I say what it, she thought he did?
Just go ahead, someone will stop you.
All right.
if you stray.
She had reported to me that she believed he had shot her house with a pellet gun.
I'm going to object. This is where, if she were here, I'd be asking the alleged victim, did you see him? I can't do that. How do you know that he shot her house? How do you know somebody else didn't shoot her house? How do you know your house was shot at all? And we don't have that person here. We have a third party telling us what somebody told her several years ago based on her recollection. I'd love to hear some direct evidence if this detective would like to say that she saw some evidence that there was a shooting, she saw, found a gun, saw holes, anything like that.
Interviewed the appellant, maybe?
Do you have any? So we did have video footage of him, the appellant, in the area of her home. He was seen on the video, which I saw, suspiciously walking around the area of her home.
What does suspiciously mean?
He was walking all around her home, seen on video.
And he lived in the, he lived across the street, right?
Correct, yes, in the middle of the night.
All right.
Do you have any questions of your witness?
No, she's still going.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we also had, so we had the video footage, and then we also had a neighbor identify the person in the video as the appellant, who I obtained the video footage from.
Can you say that again?
So the video footage was obtained from a neighbor, a nearby neighbor, who lived in the same neighborhood as the appellant and the complainant. And that video footage that I was watching with her that she had given me, she identified the person in the video as the appellant. She was familiar with him. They were friends.
Thank you.
Any further testimony?
Why do you think the victim's home was, or why, how do you know the victim's home was shot? What was recovered? What was seen?
So there was never a pellet, there was a search warrant done. A search warrant was granted for the appellant's home. We did go in there. We did not locate a pellet gun. We did locate a pellet inside the home. The appellant did state that he used to own a pellet gun at one time, but cut it up with a Sawzall in his garage.
When did he say he cut up that salt? When did he say he cut up that pellet gun?
I believe it was
in relation to
August of 2018. He claimed he August of 2018 claimed he cut the gun up.
And when did the investigation begin in this case? Do you remember?
The investigation began, I believe, in September, mid September of 2018.
Okay. Did you ever confirm that he actually had a pellet gun? Did he ever tell you he had a pellet gun?
He initially denied having a pellet gun and then later informed me he did have a pellet gun that he purchased at Cabela's. And it kept jamming, so he cut it up with a Sawzall.
The video that was obtained from the neighbor's home, do you recall what time that video was produced? Was it during, was it close to the proximity of the criminal act that we suspect happened?
Yes, it was within the time frame that was given to us by the complainant.
Okay. The what was actually hit with what we believe or suspect to be pellets?
So her house was hit, her air conditioner was hit, there was broken windows because of the pellets. There were some pellets that did enter her inside her home that she found inside the home. And also, in one of the incidents, her current boyfriend at the time was, his vehicle was parked in the driveway, and his vehicle was also struck with pellets, BBs, pellets.
Prior to this, did that victim ever report her home being shot at with pellets or any other kind of firearm at any point in time?
No.
Do you have a history of that?
No, nor did any of her neighbor in the area.
Questions by the board.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, cross-examination.
Yes,
one of these days I'll get this right.
That's all right. There's one more.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Is it Johnston? Is it?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. The appellant was not convicted on this arrest, right?
I do not believe he was.
Okay. And other than what you testified, you found no evidence of a pellet gun in the possession of the appellant, right?
We did not find a pellet gun, no.
Okay. And isn't it likely that he said he didn't have a pellet gun? Because he didn't have a pellet gun when you were asking him the question. You said he told you that he had destroyed the gun, so you asked him, do you have a pellet gun? He said no. Doesn't that make sense? Because he didn't have it at the time you asked him?
He didn't. If he didn't have one at that time, I mean, he could have said yes or no.
Okay. I mean, if you asked me, do I have a pellet gun? I don't have a pellet gun. I did have one 20 years ago, and I don't know. Okay. you mentioned the video. This was like a security video that the neighbor had?
I believe it was like a Ring camera. I don't remember exactly. I think it was a video camera from the exterior of her home.
The type of video camera would just be like on all the time. They weren't sitting there with a video camera in their hands.
Correct, but they were not.
No. Security type of thing.
Yes.
Okay. In that video, was there any type of weapon?
I did not see him with a weapon in his house.
Okay. I mean, if he had one, it would have been visible, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay. But it didn't show up. If there was one, it didn't show up in the video either.
There was no, I did not view him with a weapon in the video.
And you didn't see him shooting anything in the video either, even if whether you saw a weapon or not. You didn't see him engaging in shooting, right?
I did not see him engaging in shooting, but their houses are very close together.
Okay. And you were aware that there was another neighbor right nearby with kids who have a pellet gun, right?
I was not aware of that. No.
Oh, you didn't ask about any other neighbors having pellet guns or kids or anything like that?
I don't remember.
Okay. And did you apply for a warrant? Is that how you got arrested?
I did, sir, yes.
And on the basis that the victim claimed that he had shot the house and you found a pellet in his house and you had a video of him walking around in the area when he does live across the street, a warrant was signed.
Also on the victim statement as well.
Yeah, on the victim statement. But I won't object to this hearsay. Did the victim ever say she saw him shooting the house?
No, she never visibly saw him.
Okay. I guess I have nothing further at this time. Thank you.
Questions by the board?
Just, you mentioned this happened in the middle of the night. What does that mean?
I don't remember the time frame because I don't have it in my reports, because the case is erased. But I want to say it was in the, like, they were in bed sleeping. The complainant was in, reported. She had heard popping, but she had said that she lived in an old house and she had just recently moved in, I believe in like the winter time of 2018. And she would hear noises like that all the time. So at first she didn't think that someone was shooting at her house. Right.
But then you looked at a video, and what was the time of the video where the appellant was seen on the video?
I don't remember the exact time, but it was at nighttime. And there was also, I remember that the neighbor had informed me that the timestamp on the video was different than the actual time.
So when you say nighttime, that could be in the wintertime, that could be 6 o'clock in the evening, or it could be 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, can you narrow it down at all?
Yeah, I would say from memory, it was probably somewhere between 8 o'clock and midnight.
Okay. When was the appellant on the property of the victim?
He was on the around the curtilage. So he had crossed the street. In the video, you see him crossing the street. Going over to the side of her house.
Okay, let me stop you for a second. Where is the appellant's home compared in relation to the house that was shot at?
It is directly across the street, but it's on the. She lived on the. It's at the intersection of Evans and Handel. She was on the Evans side, and his house is directly across the street. So her front door faces the side of his house, his backyard.
All right, so. If the appellant definitely wasn't in his own yard.
He walked, so in the video you could see him walking from the rear of the yard, crossing the street, over to the right side of the complainant's home. He then turns around and then he walks back to the backyard, and then you can't see him, he goes out of sight.
Okay. Do you know what the disposition of the case was, the arrest?
I believe it was nulled.
Was it an AR or just an
that I'm, I don't know.
Okay. I see the attorney shaking his head and the appellant.
It was nulled.
And Attorney Sherman brought up kids in the neighborhood with a pellet gun. And you said you're not aware of that. I guess
I
we
wasn't
can ask
aware of any if of that's, that.
If there are kids in the neighborhood or if he was just saying a possibility that that could be. You know, never mind. I'll ask him. If you don't know,
okay.
You don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I just had two. Was it a single incident in which the victim's house was struck several times, or was it 3 or 4 days?
So the initial complaint, she heard popping sounds. She reported she heard popping sounds in. September of 2018 on two separate occasions before she actually, and they were 2 days apart before she actually saw the damage. And she explained to me that she usually parks her car in the garage and she gets in the car and she leaves and goes to work. And she was coming home one day to go for, after she parked before a walk, that's when she saw the damage. And it was like 2 days after she heard the popping sounds. She then also reported to me during this investigation in October, so it was about a month, I was still doing the investigation, that she had gone on vacation and came back and found additional damage that she knew was not there before that was consistent with a pellet gun.
So there's fresh damage in October?
Yes.
Was there any complaints, any other complaints in the neighborhood of this type of vandalism?
No.
Like any other homes or vehicles or anything?
No. We did do a neighborhood canvas.
Okay. That's all I have.
Did the BBs match?
The BBs
match? You said that BBs were recovered?
Yes. All the BBs that they recovered were pretty much the same. And we didn't send them for ballistics at the lab because we had nothing to compare them to. But some of them, if I can remember correctly, did have some rifling on them.
Yeah. Do we know what kind they were? Were they round BBs? Were they pointed 17 or 22?
That I don't know.
Okay.
We never confirmed that.
Gotcha. But as a result of the BB's windows were broken? Or?
Yes, so she did have some BBs go into the house that she had found that she did turn over to patrol, also to me. There was some that entered home, and there was a window that was broken. And we did get a letter from Travelers Insurance that was addressed to me after this case, after the arrest, I believe, where she was given approximately $5,000 in damages from Travelers because of the damage to her home.
Okay.
Based on your investigation, what led you to believe that the appellant was the one responsible for the damage?
It was the video. It was the statement she had received. I did interview him, the appellant. I did interview him. He was untruthful initially, saying he was not aware of any police activity at the home. But then in the same interview on the same day said, oh yeah, my neighbor told me that the police were at that house. He also had mentioned that he did not own a pellet gun, and then later stated that he did have a pellet gun and he got rid of it. What else? A restraining order was granted by the court during this time. That was also put into the arrest warrant because it was in relation to this case.
Thank you.
Do you know the relationship between the victim and the appellant? You said a boyfriend, girlfriend, or former, or ex-husband, ex-wife, what was it?
Yes, so she moved into the neighborhood, I want to say it was like February or March of 2018, and then they had a brief relationship. I believe she told me it was approximately a month or two long during the summer of 2018. And then they broke up before the summer ended. And this incident occurred in she was reported in September of 2018.
And were there any other police reports involving that victim and the appellant, other domestic related cases? Anyone call the police for anything else other than this?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Attorney Sherman, you can proceed.
Thank you. I would like to ask a couple more questions of the detective, please. Detective Johnson, you said a restraining order. Didn't you mean a protective order?
I'm sorry, yes, a protective order.
Protective order, which would be associated with a criminal charge, not a civil restraining order. That would have been an independent case.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, thank
you.
And you testified that the criminal case was Nolly. Did you learn that from the state's attorney?
No, they never notified me of that case.
Okay.
I believe it was our records clerk that may have notified me that the reports.
Okay. All right. So you didn't have a talk with the state attorney about why it was Nolly?
No.
Okay. All right. I have nothing further. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, all right. Then I'd like to call the appellant, please. So remember, you got to speak up, please, even though the blower is quiet for the time being. It's a long way down to the other end of the table. How old are you, please?
47.
47. And do you work?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
I'm a heavy equipment operator for Local 478.
Okay, so what does that mean in plain English? What do you operate?
Dozers, loaders, forklifts, geckos.
All right. How long have you been doing that type of work?
25 years.
Okay. And so you have a license from the state to operate those machines?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. You recall this case that we've heard the testimony about from 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's start with this. When the detective came and talked to you, you remember talking to this detective,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
At that time, did you have a pellet gun?
No.
Okay. Did you have a pellet gun before then?
Yes.
Okay. Would you tell the board, please, what did you have and what did you do with it? Why?
It was a Cabela's bought pellet gun that took to the range, shot it one time, it jammed, and it was $100. I took it home. Instead of throwing away a completely assembled gun, I cut it up and I threw it out, and that's what I told
them. Okay. You didn't want to put what was possibly a working gun in
Correct.
Garbage.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And, excuse me. You heard testimony about video that shows you walking near the complainant's house.
Yep.
First of all, how close are the two houses together?
About 50 feet away.
50 feet, okay. So why would you have been walking near the complainant's house?
I had a fire in the backyard that night, and I was sitting there for a while and decided to go for a walk around the cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay. So when you say fire, like in a fire pit?
Yes.
Type of thing? Okay. And it was a pleasant night out?
Yes.
Warm night?
Like yes.
You feel like taking a little walk around?
Correct.
Okay. Are these single-family houses?
Yes.
And did you ever do anything of any nature to damage her house?
No, sir.
Did you ever fire any type of gun at her house?
No, sir.
You had some kind of a 1 or 2 month relationship with this person,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
After you broke up, did you have any more contact with her?
She drove by me a couple times walking my dogs down the street and waved, said everything else, and that was about the extent of it.
Were you aware at that time, or around that time, of anyone in the neighborhood who had a Pelican or BB gun?
The family, the house right across the street from me, did have young kids, and they did have a Pelican, yes.
Did you know that at the time that Detective Johnston questioned you?
I did not.
You did not?
No.
Oh, okay. When did you learn that?
After the case was over.
Oh, okay. About how long did the case go on in court? If you remember, how many times did you have to go to court, do you think?
4 or 5.
So a few months, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. You were represented by an attorney?
Yes, sir.
And did the attorney tell you that it was Nolly?
Yes, sir.
Did the attorney tell you why?
No.
Okay. Did you use the accelerated rehabilitation?
No, I did not.
You're certain about that?
Yes.
How can you be so certain?
Because I had it. I used it when I was in my teens for a driving thing.
Okay, like car accident
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you couldn't have used it.
Correct.
You used it up.
Correct.
Okay. All right. When's the last time you had contact with this person?
Jeez. Before this whole thing started.
So not. In 6 years, across
the yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they still live there?
As far as I know, no. I moved from that area
oh,
as
you
well.
Moved.
Yeah,
okay.
I did. Yeah.
When did you move away?
I'm 22.
Why'd you move?
My father had bought a house at the Cape, and I bought his house.
Oh, okay. Very good. I have nothing further. Thank you.
Cross.
You said that kids in the neighborhood owned a Pelican?
Yes, sir.
How do you know they owned a Pelican?
I was sitting in my driveway leaving to go to work, and one day I see them come out of the house running with a Pelican in their hand. I'm like, well.
You recognize it as a Pelican?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What side of the street they live on?
Right across.
Across from you?
Yes. That's my front door, looking out my front door straight.
Okay. So the house that was shot, that is in question in this case,
mm-hmm.
they live on the same side of the road as that house?
No. They're on the left. That's my front door. They're on the left.
All right, just help me understand. You live on the opposite side of the house that was shot, correct?
Yes.
Right across the street, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So in relation to your house, where do the kids with the Pelican live?
Straight.
Straight across the street?
Yeah.
But not on the same side of the road as the person's house that was shot?
Correct. I'm here. The street goes like this and turns, okay?
Okay.
She lives over here. The person, I live here, and the house was straight there. So I guess if you make a turn, yes, they're on the same side.
Okay. Did their house face the front of the house that was shot?
Yes.
Does your house face the front of the house that was shot?
No. If I come out the door and look left, yes.
Okay, so she's more diagonally across
the street? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The gun jammed on you, you said.
Yeah.
How many times did you take it? How long have you owned firearms for?
I haven't been permit for 5 years. It's been gone about 10, 11 years, Ed.
You've had firearms?
Yeah.
How many times have you shot firearms?
Handful.
Handful of
times.
Yeah.
At the range.
Familiar with how they work and
yeah.
Okay, the functions of
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Did the pellet gun operate in a similar manner as a regular firearm?
You have to cock it, but
Okay, when you took it to the range to shoot, when did you notice that it had a jamming problem?
First time.
First time?
Yeah.
So, you've owned firearms.
Yeah.
You're somewhat familiar with firearms.
Yeah.
You know how they work.
Yeah.
Okay. This gun that you bought, this pellet gun that you bought, didn't seem to operate properly.
Correct.
And you immediately came home and destroyed it.
Correct.
You didn't try to fix it?
No,
you didn't try to gunsmith it? Nothing?
Yeah. No.
You didn't try to figure out what the possible problem was going
no.
to be? Did you ever try to return the firearm?
No.
You never did?
No.
Did you ever tell the detective that you tried to return the firearm?
No, I don't believe so.
But you never tried to fix it? You
no.
immediately came home and destroyed
That's
it,
right.
The weapon?
That's right.
Okay. I'll say.
The board have any questions?
The night of when you were seen in, around the house on video, had you been drinking?
No, sir.
And what time of night was that?
About 8, 9.
All right, so when she testified, 6 to midnight or so, that's accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, were you in the victim's yard?
No.
No.
A sidewalk.
All right, let's go. You mentioned a previous AR. And
yeah.
You described it as a driving thing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to remember the
Because
word.
You don't get an AR for an infraction. It's got to
no,
be...
No, right. It was, how did you label it? It was in Manchester.
What did you do?
I was in a parking lot, and I spun the tires, leaving a parking lot. And he came in and got me and gave me a ticket. I think it was a ticket.
For what?
For, thank you. Reckless driving. Reckless driving. And then when I went to court, they offered that to me, and I accepted it.
And how old were you at that time?
17, 18.
And you're how old now?
47.
We're kind of you're kind of throwing out there. These kids have a pellet gun across the street. They're likely suspects. Do you have anything to say that they are that they had anything to do with this?
No,
there
I
are
don't.
People in the neighborhood that own handguns, maybe other pellet guns.
I have no proof
that haven't dated the victim.
Yes, I did date her. Yes.
No, no. But do the kids have any relationship to the house that was shot
no.
at?
No.
You know they don't.
No.
Well, I don't think they do.
All right. Do you have anything to show that they could have been involved in this, other than you seeing them with a...
Just me seeing them.
Okay. Now, did you have issues with this woman before or after this incident? You know, in your relationship, whether... I'm assuming the police weren't called, but... arguments or fights or anything?
No, no.
How about with other relationships?
No, not really. I mean, maybe.
Okay, what date did this incident happen? The one we're talking about where you were seen in the video. It's in here, but I'm going to, do you know?
If you remember.
Do you know?
If you don't remember
no,
the
date, no, no.
All right, then you're going to make me look.
I'm sorry.
Can you guys tell me what date?
September 20th, 2018.
When did you buy the pellet gun?
Had been a couple months before that.
It had to be, or it was?
It was.
Okay, so September 20th, it's August, July 20th?
Yeah.
So we're probably not that date, but so you think you bought it in July?
Yeah.
Why'd you buy a pellet gun?
Just...
You have a permit. You have handguns.
Right.
Okay. Why did you get a pellet gun?
Just to have a pellet gun.
Okay. And you shoot that at the range?
I went to yes. Yes. Yep.
We keep referring to a pellet gun. Is it? Does it shoot BBs too, or is I heard that thrown out there too? It's, to me, they're two different things. One is a pellet, and one is a BB.
I bought a pellet. They referred to it. In the legal thing, is pellet and BB are the same thing, I was told. So I said, okay.
Okay, in July of 2018, you bought this gun. And when did you first shoot it? When did you shoot it in your yard first, your home,
no.
your basement?
No.
Take it to the range.
Yes.
When was that?
A Say a week after.
Okay. What range did you go to?
Salem. Arcadia in Salem.
Is that where you usually go?
Yes.
And so you've had the gun for a week. You didn't like it, didn't work.
Right.
And you cut it up.
Correct.
Didn't try to, you could have returned it. It just had to be within their return policy.
That, like I said.
Have you ever done that before? Cut up another gun?
No.
And when the police asked you if you had a pellet gun, you said no. And I understand your attorneys, you know, could have had one 20 years ago, but that moment you didn't have one. Could have been back in July you destroyed it, or it could have been after this incident. Right?
Could have been.
I mean, I'm sure that's what the issuing authority thinks. Thinks you did this, and then you destroyed the gun right after.
Right, no. That's...
Could that be true?
No.
Consider you're under oath here?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
I just have one real quick. How did it jam? Was it a single shot pellet gun?
Yes.
So how did it jam?
I cocked it and then hit the trigger and nothing happened. Or well, it popped and then I went to go load it again and then hit it and it didn't do anything. So.
So it did. It was a.
It, whatever. Dud or yeah. It was messed up, so I was like, that's it.
So it wouldn't fire?
Right, yeah. Right.
And was it, how did it cock?
Broke.
That's all I have.
You say you bought it at Cabela's. What make was it? Remember the name? Daisy Crossman, Benjamin, whatever?
It came with an R.
Excuse me?
It came with an R. Maybe a Ruger? Could have been a Ruger.
Okay. You've been writer.
And you say you cut it up.
Yes.
With what?
Sawzall.
I'm sorry?
Sawzall.
I couldn't hear that, I'm sorry.
You cut Sawzall.
It's a brand name of a saw.
It's a reciprocating
saw. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm ignorant of that. Thank you for clearing that up. So how did you cut up? What did you do? Cut it in half? Cut it long?
Yeah.
Okay. It just strikes me as odd. I gather from the other comments, too, that somebody takes a gun first time, doesn't work properly, and says that's it and destroys it. I mean, that sounds kind of strange, don't you think?
It was $100. It didn't mean anything to me. So.
Okay.
I lost a receipt or whatever. It just didn't care. Just didn't care. So
did you ever buy another pellet gun?
No.
Did you lose the receipt?
Yeah, actually, I did. But I don't know if that would have... I still wouldn't have, but yes, I did. But I still wouldn't have,
Yeah, that wouldn't have mattered.
No.
They would take it back. I'm just a guess.
Any other questions?
Have you had any other run-ins with the law?
No, sir.
You said you moved out of the neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
How many years ago did you move?
I moved out in 2002. She moved out a month before my...
No. You don't mean that.
22. I'm sorry, 22.
What town do you live in today?
East Hartford.
Okay.
As well.
Any other arrests on your record?
No, sir.
For the issuing authority, have we had any other run-ins or... Has he come up in any other investigations of concern?
Not that we're aware of.
Okay. All right, so it's been about 6 years since its incident, right? No other concerns, and 47 years old.
I hope the board has our report from SPBI that says no record.
Okay. Just in case, though. So, sure. Thank you.
Anything else? Closing statement.
Thank you. Well, I can see why the case was nollied. I think the case against him having shot this house is about in the same category as the case of the kids across the street shooting the house, quite frankly. He had a gun, he had a pellet gun at one time. There was a relationship, although we don't have any information that there was any kind of friction between them afterward. We have kids across the street who were seen with a pellet gun. Whether they had any relationship with the alleged victim or not, or they just thought it would be fun to try shooting a house, because kids do things like that, to see what it would be like to flush a banana, too, same thing. We don't really know, but I have to say, I'm sure it's true, but I find it a little hard to believe that a judge didn't sign the warrant in the first place. I hope the board also will consider, as has been pointed out, this is 6 years ago. There's been nothing else before. There's been nothing else after. He has no contact with this person. He moved away. There was never any other allegation of anything illegal, that anything domestic violence, anything like that, between him and her. He's a suitable person as of today. Thank you.
You know, I think the issuing authority could admit that the case wasn't built on anything other than circumstantial evidence that we were able to piece together, which led to us applying for a warrant that had probable cause for a, a judge to issue that warrant. It was a totality of a lot of different things, you know, the relationship that existed, a lot of the things that the victim expressed to us at that time, to the detective, that she was in fact scared of this person. I don't, you know, on top of everything that we thought we discovered on this whole thing, it would make sense that he was culpable of this. Granted, that could be somewhat of a leap of faith, considering he never admitted to it. We do take the other factors into consideration when we think about the case in general and how we denied the application. Basically, you know, the buying of a pellet gun and then the immediate destroying of it after one go where the gun didn't work properly. I think that kind of adds to our mindset in saying something's not right here. You know, given the fact that he was in the relationship with this person, she did express to us, for what it's worth, that she was terrified of this person at that time. Apparently their breakup didn't go very well. I wish she could be here.
I'm going to object to all this to double hearsay testimony that we're getting here from somebody who may not even have been sworn. You have no information from anybody reliable about the nature of their relationship.
I think this just goes to our mindset of why we felt inclined to deny this permit. But we have to take into the history that we were made aware of at that time. All right. Again, this is information that we're providing you. We think he showed at that time a complete lack of responsible behavior. He acted in whatever manner he acted. That's between him and himself. I don't know why he acted that way, but we believe he did, and that's what we're expressing to you today.
Comments by the board?
Not too late for a question, is it?
Excuse me?
It's not too late for a question of the issuing authority, is it?
I can't hear what you're
saying. He's wondering if you could ask one quick question of the issuing authority.
6 years later, if he applied now, this is in the past, would you issue?
Well, that's a great question. I think that as the issuing authority, we try to really look at the individual and figure out, you know, what is the reason why we are denying somebody? This particular case, the nature of the case, I think kind of reinforces that it's in our responsibility to deny him based on everything that we thought we knew at that time. You know, yes, there hasn't been any additional problems with the appellant. He seems to have moved on. Law enforcement is not a regular part of his life. So, you know, based on what he is accused of doing in 2018, you know, moving forward 6 years, we still think it was appropriate to deny his application. Actually, his application was denied in, I believe, 22. So, even a couple years removed from now, that's when it was denied.
Okay. Any other comments?
We have one incident which both a search and arrest warrant were granted for the case, yet were ultimately nollied. Other than that, no criminal history, but basically no arrests on record, and no other incidents in town and things like that. I will just, as a personal comment, the detective did a very good job testifying today. This is from memory, and that's how a police officer should be testifying on these cases, so thank you.
I'll just say that almost by definition, if someone is vandalizing a dwelling, they're not going to do it in a way where people are going to see them in broad daylight, standing in the middle of the road, that kind of thing. So you're probably not going to have eyewitness testimony, or if you did, and that would make it obviously very cut and dry. I grant the defense that the evidence is not very strong, but there's something about that one shot and then I cut it up that doesn't sit well. I don't know. I'm not saying, it just doesn't ring true to me. I don't know. So it's my only comment. Okay, so I guess we'll vote. We'll start on that end. Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel?
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson?
Appellant.
Chief.
Issue authority.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for appellant.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys.